miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week. What do you like, Dr. Mike, what do you like from Dr. G here today on the list?
I like, what do we learn from Bangladesh about water?
Yeah, well, hi, guys. And you hate to be part of a natural experiment where you feel like the universe is making you a guinea pig, but that's what has happened to the people in Bangladesh. They did not have good potable water historically, and they would get diseases like dysentery and cholera from having unsanitary water supplies. So what public health officials did in the best of intentions about 30, 40 years ago is they dug wells. And so now people there are getting water from underground sources that are free of human waste or animal waste. But the problem, nobody bothered to test until the 1990s. Nobody bothered to test the quality of that water, and it's high in arsenic, very high in arsenic. So now we've had almost two generations of Bangladeshis growing up with really high levels of arsenic in their drinking water. So that's the human experiment that is going on in that part of the world.
And what's happened, Gary, because of that arsenic? Have we seen any human disease?
Yeah, oh, it's been heavily studied. Yes, lung cancer, bladder cancer. There have been cardiovascular diseases.
In these people?
Excuse me?
In the Bangladeshis?
Exactly. In those, because they don't all have the same amount in their water, so their studies have been very carefully constructed to look at the villages with the high arsenic versus less natural arsenic. They've looked at the levels of arsenic in these people's urine so that they have an exact dosimeter of how much they're actually getting. And so the latest study that's come out of there is about lung function. And these levels of exposure, they're finding effects down, correlations down to levels that are only a little bit above where our drinking water standard is in the U.S. So, which makes me harken back to all of our drinking water in the U.S., the arsenic levels in places like Connecticut or especially some other states like out west or in New Hampshire. I'm not sure about Ohio, Mike, or upstate New York, Joe, but it really, wherever you are, you do need to test your drinking water for the level of arsenic if you're on a private well. If you're on city tap water, they're testing it for you. If they're high in arsenic, they've got to fix it. And I know EPA right now is just in the beginning of starting to think about, the level of arsenic in water.
And of course, the good news is Dr. Oz found that apple juice and rice and tomato juice. And so the FDA has changed their standards for these and have lowered it considerably so that your tomato and apple and rice will all be much safer.
Yeah, we're learning more and more about arsenic and how it can hit on various different systems in the body, including early life stages and how important that is. So, again, test your drinking water if you're on a private well. The arsenic test is not very expensive. Find out if you've got that kind of a problem.
All right, Gary, the fires in Yosemite, the tentacles of those are reaching far and wide, we guess, right?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of stories today about climate change and the possible implications of it. And fires out west are what all the climate models predict as the dry places become drier and the wet places become wetter, or as we get these severe ups and downs in air weather, the extremes. And one of the extremes is, drought and fire. And when you've got mountains with lots of forest growth and then they dry out, and a spark gets lit or lightning, you can get this. And the rim of the Yellowstone fire right now is ablaze. We've all seen the graphics online. And that smoke is amazingly getting out of Yosemite, traveling hundreds of miles out towards like Reno, Nevada, has basically shut down. We think in the Northeast of snowstorms shutting us down or hurricanes shutting us down. Out west, a fire 150 miles away is completely shutting down all the events in town. I think they were going to have an air show in Reno. That's canceled. Wow. Kids aren't going to school. It's summertime now. But programs for children are being canceled. Everybody's being instructed to stay in and don't breathe. And that's 150 miles away, so you can imagine all the other areas in between from the fires. And so, yeah, it just really behooves us to pay attention to the air quality alerts. Right now, Reno is on the kind of China, Beijing-style air pollution alert from this fire. We all hope and pray that the fires will come into control soon, but we all need to do our part, especially governmental-wise, to cut down on climate change, because what we put up into the air is also coming back to bite us with these kinds of fires.
And there's enough definitive information about there are some issues here with climate change, right? I mean, because everybody says,
I don't know if you guys, I wasn't going to do a whole long thing about climate change, but the data last week that came out, the major six-year report on global climate, was that now the evidence is 95% in that there's a major human component. That doesn't mean that all the warm weather and all the drought and all the extreme weather is solely human fingerprints, but at least a significant portion is contributed by all of our emissions.
All right, now what's going on? Yeah, go ahead. Finish, Gary.
And so the story about Ohio, I mean, you know, why should Columbus, Ohio be doing all of this climate change mitigation and getting ready for the next flood, the next heat wave, and especially this time of the year? This is a cogent story because this is the time of the year where hurricanes tend to whip up and down the East Coast. As seasons change, you tend to get the big monster storms in the Midwest and flooding. And with the more intense storms, just really watch out for mold. If you tend to have a wet basement, this is before the next storm hits, get rid of all those moisture issues so that you don't have mold growing. Right now the predictions are that allergies are going to go through the roof as climate changes more. Of course, heat waves and heat stroke are also on the increase. And, of course, the whole fire risk out west. So,
okay.
Climate is affecting public health.
Fit the Mercedes in France story on. What's going on quickly between France and Mercedes?
Yeah, this shocked me that Mercedes is rejecting the requirement by the European Union that they switch over to a it's a climate change story, that the refrigerant that they're using in the air conditioner system, the modern days, we're not using CFCs. They burnt a hole in the ozone layer. So instead, they switched over to this CFC that is non-ozone depleting, but it turns out recent data shows that it's 1,400 more powerful than carbon dioxide as a climate change chemical, as a heat-trapping chemical. So this chemical is now not being allowed in air conditioning systems in cars in Europe, and Daimler Mercedes has said, no, we're going to continue using it because our latest tests show that it's flammable, and if there's an accident, this could cause a fire, this air conditioning chemical. So there's a huge flap now. There's an iceberg of controversy over what refrigerant to use in air conditioner systems, and right now it's being played, the line is in the sand in France between them and Mercedes about what the right chemical is to use in their air conditioners.
Now, Gary, so one of the debate is it going to cause a fire versus climate change? I would vote against the fire.
Well, we want both. We want chemicals that, because, hey, we could put men on the moon. We should be able to figure out what's going on here on Earth. And we should be able to come up with a chemical that you can mass produce, cool off everybody's interior of a car, which we all want, but also isn't going to make the car combust. And I agree with you, Mike, immediate safety is important, but we can't overlook the longer-term risks. And who knows? I don't know what percentage air conditioners in cars, and they all leak. And that's why you always have to recharge them after a couple of years.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not, what's toxic.com. is his website. You, the Owner's Manual radio show continues on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.